The door for disaster assistance is now open for Indiana farmers. And Hoosier Ag Today on location at the Indiana Hunger Summit. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today News. Indiana farmers and livestock producers recovering from last month's severe storms and flooding may now apply for disaster assistance. USDA's Farm Service Agency says producers in 21 primary Indiana counties and 25 contiguous counties may now qualify for emergency disaster loans following the federal disaster designation from earlier this week.
So the first thing producers need to do is if they've got damage, they need to come and report the damage and loss to their local county office.
That's Steve Brown, Indiana's executive director of USDA's Farm Service Agency.
Right now, the designation makes producers eligible for our Emergency Disaster Assistance Loan Program. That will assist them with low-interest loans to recover any losses or anything that they may have to get replaced.
He says livestock producers also need to be thinking about programs covering animal and feed losses.
We've had programs from the Working Families Tax Cut bill that was signed over a year ago. It also enacted some of the programs that were made available by that act, and it's the Livestock Indemnity Program. And that's for producers that may have lost livestock in these heavy rains and flooding.
For producers filing claims, Brown says the documentation is critical, including photographs, video, and inventory records. And if crop insurance is involved, producers should report damage to both their insurance agent and FSA rather than waiting for losses to be fully determined. Overall, Brown says the time is of the essence.
My request for the producers, if they think they've got a qualifying loss, please get a hold of their local office and let them know of that so they can report that to their local emergency boards and help the emergency boards assess the damage too in each county. The quicker they get in, the quicker we can get the process started.
USDA says emergency loan applications must be filed by April 26, 2027. Other programs have earlier deadlines, so producers should contact their local FSA office as soon as possible and preserve all documentation of storm and flood-related losses.
For veterans transitioning into agriculture, knowing how to move your business forward can be challenging. Take advantage of free training, mentorship, and strategic guidance offered through the Next Acre program. Next Acre is a 10-session online business accelerator that equips veteran-owned farms and agribusinesses with skills and support systems to take your business to the next level at no cost to you. The next cohort begins the week of October 5th. For information, visit ateaseorchard.org/next-acre.